Hello, dear ones, and welcome to my podcast, The Voice of Dharma, Cultivating Spiritual Wisdom. Wise ones have walked the earth since the dawn of time. They guided our way and taught us how to cultivate true wisdom and awaken to a reality of true freedom, love, compassion, clarity, and wholeness. This podcast is a sharing of this timeless spiritual wisdom. It's a blend of my own growing realization and awakening through many years of practice and study, and the continuation of all the wise ones, great practitioners, and great spiritual traditions that came before me and that I'm a continuation of. We are here to cultivate spiritual wisdom and to learn how to infuse every aspect of our life with it. This podcast is for everyone, regardless of age, color, creed, culture, or tradition. It's an open invitation to grow as a human being and as a soul. We will deepen our meditative capacity and spiritual intelligence, learn how to make use of this wisdom to address matters of daily life. We'll cultivate the most central insights pertaining to spiritual growth, and attempt to empower you to live a life filled with meaning, love, and wholeness, and to become a light unto yourself. In this spirit of love and true intention, let us dive right in. Hello, and welcome to all my beloved listeners. I'm happy to record today's episode that is dedicated all to cultivating silence. But before I start, for those of you who are new here, this podcast is all about cultivation of spiritual wisdom. It's a resource for learning what spiritual growth, maturity, and awakening is, and what are the foundations that make it possible and applicable in our life. Together, we'll develop a stronger inner knowing, deeper meditation capacity, and expand our spiritual insights. Now, before we dive in to today's deep and fundamental topic, I want you to know about my free services to the community and how you can make use of them. So there are three things I offer. The first thing is a 30-minute spiritual support session. This meeting is aimed at providing spiritual clarity for anyone walking the spiritual path or anyone who wishes to receive clarity about burning topics in their life from a perspective of spiritual wisdom. This meeting is available once a month per person. The second thing I offer is support to the elderly or senior community, again based on 30-minute spiritual support sessions designed to support people dealing with the difficulties and the challenges of aging and old age. Again, available once a month per person. And the third thing is an online meditation practice group. You can join us online to learn this sacred art of silent meditation. The way to apply to these services is simply by contacting me through the contact form on my website and letting me know specifically what you'd like to apply to. And I will then provide you with all the information. You can find the link to my website in the podcast description and the episode description. Okay, my friends. Having said that, let us dive into today's topic, all about cultivating silence. Silence constitutes one of the most fundamental and necessary elements for a truly spiritual life, for an authentic spiritual life, a life of clarity, of intelligence, and freedom. In many ways, it is like the ground of spirituality. There are many elements, or at least there are some elements that are fundamental to a real, authentic spiritual life. For example, honesty, love, compassion, listening. Right? I can name a few, but in some way, silence is like the ground. It's like the ground from which everything emerges and to which everything else or everything returns to. Now, silence, when we hear this word, it's really important to understand that we're not talking about being quiet. It's not about not having any noise. It's not the physical silence that we usually think about. But silence is really a state of being. It's an original state of being, meaning that it's a presence, an existential presence that is there when we listen with a very subtle ear, we can say. It's a certain empty ground that is always already there behind our thoughts, behind our emotions, behind our sensations, behind our memories. And it's not that we need to eliminate our thoughts, our emotions, our memories in order to reveal that silence. In fact, it is there all the time. In that sense, we don't even need to be quiet in order to realize existential silence. The silence that is really the ground of our being. So, silence is not vacant. It's not some kind of void. It's not lifeless. In fact, it is, as the ground, it is throbbing with potential. It is throbbing with life. In fact, out of silence, all the creativity, all the insights, and even love, they all burst forth out of silence. Without silence, we cannot really sense any of the subtleties of our being. We cannot get in touch with the subtler layers of the energy body, the subtle body, the soul, right? So we cannot really sense into those subtle dimensions without having a ground of stillness, of silence. And the beauty about silence is that it's always already there. It's not something we create, but rather something we unveil, something we discover. And the way we discover silence is through meditation. In my experience over the years, meditation has been one of the most instrumental practices, we can say, to really unveil this fundamentally important ground of silence. And when I talk about meditation, I'm not talking about getting rid of one's thoughts or a specific technique of visualization. In fact, I'm talking about meditation as a way of being. Meditation as a way of being is simply a way of being where we let everything be the way it is without trying to bend it to our will. It means we let our thoughts, we let our emotions, we let circumstances, we let everything, we let all our limitations, we let everything be exactly the way it is. And we can do that by sitting still with closed eyes, but we can also do that while walking in the street or even when talking to a friend, right? We can assume that meditative state of being, right? Letting things be exactly the way they are. That's the essence of meditation, right? So when we do that, suddenly the reality of silence is revealed. And why is it revealed? Because most of the time it's only obscured by the amount of resistance we have to our experience, to our thoughts, to our emotions, to our memories, to our traumas, to the way people speak or behave or whatever. But when we just let things be, suddenly there's far less resistance. And when there's far less resistance, all of a sudden we are touched by this thundering silence, by this roaring silence. It's so profound that it can, you feel that it's almost tangible, palpable, as if you can feel it, as if you can touch it. But to be grounded and realistic, we must take into consideration that the cultivation of silence is something that happens over time. It happens over years. I always like to say that if the Dalai Lama, a being of high caliber, who's already, I think, to date about 88 years old, if I'm not mistaken, still, if the Dalai Lama can still practice for hours every day, then, right, who am I to say that this cultivation should stop at a certain point in time? We should always aspire to become more refined and less resistant, and thus ground ourselves by doing so, ground ourselves deeper in the already existing ground of silence. And as we meditate on a regular basis, as we discover silence as our own ground, as our own root, in fact, as our own very being, we become increasingly emptier. We become increasingly more transparent. And we become more transparent because we're more still, we're less resistant. And less resistance is less internal noise. And less internal noise means there's less happening and there's more spaciousness. We start to feel ourselves as much more like a transparent vessel. And this is very physical. This is not something psychological. We feel that the body becomes lighter, as if someone can almost move a hand through us, as if we're almost like a hologram, right? The body becomes really light. Our presence becomes vaster, emptier, transparent, and so silence becomes always visible and accessible at a certain point. A ground that is always there. It's extremely crucial to understand that without silence, we have no chance of becoming free. Silence is the ground, and only because silence exists as a ground that is already free, that is already independent of thoughts, emotions, and past, and memory, right, we have the chance to discover a freedom that's already there. Not being aware of silence basically makes us in a places us in a state of constant identification with thought, with emotions, and with our story about ourselves. Whether the story is positive or negative does not matter. It's a story. And so we're bound, in a sense, to be slaves, to be imprisoned, because we're bound to identify. We're not aware of a ground within us that is free. So when we're not aware, we must, by default, identify with the content of our mind. By default. It's just what happens. But the moment and the more we become aware of silence, right, through meditation, suddenly we are shown a way out. We're shown a way out, and that way out is not that we invent freedom or that we generate freedom, but we simply realize that freedom is the way of things. Freedom already exists. So we start to identify with it. We start to give it the leading tone. So simply put, with silence, we realize an already existing freedom. And in many ways, silence is what carries us through the most turbulent times in our life. The most turbulent waters of life. And carries us really to the safe shore. So in many ways, and I can attest to that in my own life and practice, right, having practiced over 20 years at this point in time, that in my most difficult times in life, silence has been really the anchor, that only thing that was never touched and never changed and that no psychological crisis or any other emotional, psychological, physical form of crisis could ever touch or change. And that's the gift of silence. Nothing can touch it. Nothing can taint it. And therefore, if we learn to root ourselves in silence, it's like a safety anchor. Things can go really wild around it. But at the eye of the storm, there is this silence. At the ground of everything, there is silence. And it carries you through to the other shore, to safety. So even in that relative way, right, in relation to life circumstances and difficult times, silence leads you in the end of the day to freedom. So it's a space of disidentification, a space of let go. It's like a reset and a grounding. Silence is like coming back to ground zero. It's like you've thought many things, you've been enraged and completely unsettled and shaken, or you had like many angry thoughts, or like a very bad day, and you just sit there, you close your eyes in meditation, and you're just gravitating into that ground of silence, and all of a sudden everything else disappears. You don't resist, you just sit there, and silence almost like soaks into it all the content, and it's like a reset. You are new, you're fresh. All the disturbances have simply vanished into silence. And that's a miracle. And there are many miracles to silence. Silence is the space out of which sensitivity develops, subtlety, honesty, clarity of vision, the ability to see truly into the nature of things, right? So the more silent you are, the more you're able to receive the subtlety of reality, to receive to perceive what's beyond the physical, to start to perceive the more energetic reality, and then the spiritual reality, all the way into the ground of being. You're able to perceive yourself in your own patterns, the good and the bad, the advantages, the disadvantages, much more clearly. You're able to see yourselves in your totality, and that's what I call honesty, the ability to truly see ourselves, our blind spots, but also our strengths, all the way to the core, with honesty and without reaction. And at the same time, we're also becoming more able to see others, right? To the extent we're able to see ourselves, we're also able to see others. But the beauty is that silence, the more silent you become, the more identified with silence you become, right? Remember, we already said that silence makes you transparent and empty. That emptiness is not, again, it's not a negative form of emptiness. In fact, it makes you available to see others and allows you to be available for them, right? Which simply brings us to this incredible point of saying that silence is actually the ground for true love to emerge. Silence is the ground for true love. When we're really still, when we're really not resistant, when we're really letting everything be the way it is, in many ways it is already love. But it also enables true love to explode, to burst forth through our heart. And that's an incredible flower that emerges out of the ground of, out of the soil of silence. So when we're available, when we're empty, love and compassion and all the good qualities, all the richness of spirit can spring forth out of the ground of silence. Insight and intelligence and understanding, they all spring forth from the ground of silence because it enables that kind of subtlety of listening. And that is really and truly a blessing. And I'm sure that at this point you can already understand why I really consider silence as in many ways like the ground of spirituality. It's in some way we can say that it all starts and ends with silence. Such an important element to cultivate. And this is why I called this episode cultivating silence, because as a human, we simply do the spiritual work until our last breath, and we can always learn more, and we simply cultivate and enjoy the way. And it's important that we know what we should cultivate, and silence is definitely one of the most important elements on the spiritual path. So I hope this episode gave you more clarity about what silence really is and how fundamental it is to the spiritual path. And I also hope that this episode strengthened your ground of spiritual wisdom. And remember also that you can make use of my free community services mentioned in the beginning of the episode. All you need to do is contact me directly through my website, through the contact form for more information. I'll be happy to answer you as soon as I can. Okay, my friends, take good care of yourself, keep cultivating silence, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you, dear friend, for listening along. I hope that this episode inspired you and helped cultivate the seed of true wisdom within you. Such cultivation is the most precious investment you'll ever make in your life. So keep listening and keep growing. If you feel touched and empowered by this podcast, kindly consider sharing it with other friends, family members, and people so they too can benefit from such precious knowledge. Thank you again for being here with me, and may you always keep growing.